a clarity in the halakha regarding the laws of matzah ashira, or as we would call it in the vernacular today, the egg matzah. The poskim discuss the status of taking flour and mixing it with what we would call meperot, fruit juice. And the Gemara Pesachim clearly says meperot en mahmitzim, that fruit juices do not have the ability to make a flour hametz. Sounds like that fruit juice is different than water. Whereas when you put water with flour and you leave it for a certain amount of time, 18 minutes, it can become hametz. But the Gemara's mashma meperot en mahmitzim. And there are many Rishonim that hold like that, including the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Berutam and the Tosafot. And that's actually the opinion of Maran, Rabbi Yosef Karo, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Samech Bet, that he clearly writes Me Perot En Mahmitzim. And therefore, according to that, if I take a fruit juice, let's say pure fruit juice, apple juice, pomegranate juice, even according to Shulchan Aruch, eggs have a status of meperot. Or I took wine, or I took oil, or I took honey, and I need the flour with those items, it'll never become hametz. Even if I leave it the whole day, even if you start to see it rise, that's not called hametz. Meperot en mahmitzim. And therefore, if somebody bakes a matzah with eggs or these fruit juices, they would clearly be kasher la Pesach because they can never become hametz. And Shulchan Aruch says that therefore they are permissible to eat on Pesach. And that's the minhag of the Sfaradim. That so long as there's a good kashrut on the egg matzah, as we call it, it's permissible to Sfaradim to eat egg matzah on Pesach. But the Ashkenazim are more strict, that they only allow it for the aged, the infirmed, the sick people. But that's not the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. And the Chidah clearly writes in Birkei Yosef that the custom amongst the Sfaradim was to eat egg matzah on Pesach. And he quotes it from his grandfather, Rabbi Abraham Azulai. And that's the minhag until today, so long as the kashrut is good. That should be pointed out that while this matzah is called matzah ashira, it's a rich man's matzah, and therefore cannot be used for lil seder. For lil seder, you need matzah aniya, poor man's bread, and poor man's bread is just flour and water. But since you cannot use it for lil seder, it'd be permissible to eat it on Erev Pesach. Because the rule is that on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have matzah. You can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. What type of matzah can't you eat on Erev Pesach? Matzah that you can fulfill your obligation with on Leil Pesach. And since you cannot fulfill your obligation with matzah ashira on Leil Pesach, it would be permissible to eat matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. At least, you know, in the morning, once already the afternoon comes, a person shouldn't fill himself up with these things. The problem with egg matzah is that Shulchan Aruch holds that if the egg matzah comes in contact with water, even a little water, it sounds like, that's the way Mishnah Berurah understands it, already the hametz process can take place much quicker than 18 minutes. So therefore, while one can be lenient to have the egg matzah, but the hashkaha needs to be very, 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 very strong to make sure that it doesn't come in contact with water. And there's whole discussions of, let's say, wine. And in the fermenting process of wine, so there's water. But the Mishnah Berurah says that since that's happening in the fermenting process, that water that's mixed with the wine becomes wine. But if you would add water subsequently after that, there would be a problem. So therefore, again, what we say that the matzah ashira is mutar for the Sfaradim to eat on Pesach, so long as again there is a good nechshir. It should be noted that the famous Teshuvah v'Chama Vadya in Yabi Ha'omer Chalek Tet Mem Gimal, where he talks about certain factories that he gave a kashrut in Tel Aviv to make this these cakes that were made out of egg matzah, and even though they used a certain chemical in the dough that caused the dough to rise a little, Chama Vadya held that that does not make the cakes hametz. Although Rabbi Bakshi Doron in Badin Haim challenged that assumption, but already Rabbi Shlomo Amar wrote a teshuvah on it, and Chama Vadya agreed to the teshuvah, and therefore the Maaseh, he was lenient, even the factories of using this agent to puff up the dough.